man has done two very significant things to alter the Laguna Madre. In order to get to Padre Island, we built a causeway. To transport goods and supplies up and down the Gulf and East Coast, we dredged the intercoastal waterway. Both have had consequences that were perhaps unforeseen and unintended. Today we look at the causeway. Dr. David McKee is a professor of biology at A&M Corpus Christi, and he also fashions himself as a passionate lagunatic. More importantly, he comes from a long line of South Texans and has lived his whole life in the region, most of it in the vicinity of the Laguna. He leads us through the history that leads up to the current John F. Kennedy Memorial Causeway and tells us it's actually got another name, at least for Laguna Madre fishermen.
Beginning with the Don Patricio that was destroyed in 1933. In fact, you can see the old pilings that extend from over near Flower Bluff all the way across to the island. And then I well remember the second causeway, which it would cost you a buck to get across the toll bridge there, and you had to hold up when barges were going through the intercoastal. And then when this one was developed, I think beginning in the late 50s, Humble Oil Company was doing a lot of exploration in the northern end of the Upper Laguna and the southern end of Corpus Christi Bay, and made a deal with the county. So they essentially gave all this dirt to the municipality, and they used it to build the road, and whammo, we end up with the land dam.
The land dam. One of the most notable results of the causeway is that it cut off the Laguna Madre from Corpus Christi Bay and prevents what was the natural flow of water flushing the laguna of detritus. Because the current of the laguna is driven by the wind from the southeast to the northwest nearly three-quarters of the year, the dead seagrass is deposited on the shore near Flower Bluff. Sid Walsh, a retiree who lives in Flower Bluff, explains.
Now, what's happened is that grass continues to grow, and yet the intercoastal canal and the causeway have blocked the water flow so it doesn't sweep the dead stuff out of this bay, and therefore it settles on the bottom. This is probably the only bay that in July and August you can smell 4 miles away. And it doesn't take a genius to figure out that a bay shouldn't smell bad.
Todd Neer is a biologist with Texas Parks and Wildlife. He says the seagrass beds are in great shape, but he knows what people like Walsh are complaining about.
The seagrasses are flourishing. Seagrass coverage is increasing in the Laguna Madre. Thusly, with more seagrass, you're going to have more wrack as a result of that.
Wrack is the term for the dead seagrass that sloughs off from the plant. And Neer says Walsh is right about the area being a nuisance to birds and fish as well. They like the smell and the water quality just as much as we do.
Those areas can be low in dissolved oxygen along those shorelines. That is a problem. But those fish and invertebrates tend to have the tendency to stay away from those areas. If it's just like when you're trying to find a place to live, you want all the things that you need in order to survive, food, water, shelter. And if they don't have a proper living environment, they'll move elsewhere.
Is there anything that can be done about this wrack? Walsh suggests tearing out much of what remains from the old causeway, which was pretty much left in place, to allow for more flow under the current causeway. The currents could then flush it all away. Brad Zunker is a longtime Laguna fisherman and active member of the Coastal Conservation Association. He agrees with Walsh.
Absolutely. I agree that when we created the causeway, initially it was a dam, and it still is to an extent. We've raised areas of it, and it has helped the flow. And if we can improve on that, we probably should look at opening up more flow across it.
But others aren't so sure. Captain Bill Sheikha says he's not really a fan of tinkering with Mother Nature because, just like with the construction of the causeway, our efforts often have unintended and unexpected results.
I'd like to see more circulation, but I'm a little leery of my thoughts that they may come to mess with the lagoon in a way that she might not ever retain herself what she once was.
And Professor McKee agrees. Apart from the expense and the size of the job, our efforts to correct the land dam and the seagrass problem might just be unnecessary.
The thing we need to remember is the Laguna Madre, the upper Laguna Madre, works very well as it is. And one of the things we hear so often is how impacted it is by lack of circulation, the land dam. We have no passes for 80 or so miles. But in fact, looking back at the historical records, we have a very productive bay.
Our look at the Laguna Madre is part of Gulf Matters, a series about the Gulf of Mexico, America's Sea, sponsored by the Heart Research Institute of Texas A&M Corpus Christi. I'm Shane Barker.